Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And got a good one for you today. There's a lot to cover in this video. And another major car retailer has just gone out of business. And this is going to be bad, bad news for a lot of people. So before I get into it, please like the video, subscribe to the channel. And today we have a sponsor, Chuck Norris, which I will talk about a little later. First things first. Online car retailer Vroom, VROOM, announced on the 22nd that they're going to cease operation. Now, here's why this is a bad thing. Vroom sold millions of dollars worth of car. Vroom went public recently in the last 4 years and raised, hundreds of millions of dollars to sell cars. Now, here's the thing about this. People just think when you sell cars, that's all you sell is cars. But no, it's everything. It's sales, it's service in the vehicles, it's online transactions as far as purchases, parts, things like that. It's also service and having 24-hour roadside service. So this has been a huge problem with Vroom and customers of this. Now, Carvana went through a real, real bad patch about 2 years ago, where they really had, they just weren't completing transactions. This is going to be worse than that because they're done. And I'll show you guys the notice. It's on their website. And they're, hey, we're out of business. Have a nice day. If you have gap insurance, I want you to think about this. There are people that have traded vehicles in and then went out and got a loan. And let's say that, let me just use round figures. Let's say you have a car that you owe $20,000 on, but it's only worth $15,000, and you have a $5,000, gap on that, and it's upside down. Well, then you go to Vroom and buy a car. You could take that money with Vroom and put it on the new loan and go out and buy a $25,000 car, but you're still $5,000 upside down. You just keep compounding it. Those people have to get those loans paid off. You're going to see transactions not get completed. You're going to see people stuck in the worst possible way. Number one, roadside assistance. You're going to have people that paid for the extra roadside assistance, but hey, don't worry, we have an 800 number you can call. And if you have financing or any DMV problems, call this number. This is disturbing, guys, to say the least, because we're being told how great the economy is all the time. And here you have another car retailer that went down for the count, discount car retailer, mind you. Now, here's the thing. If you look at that sheet, let me bring it up again for you. If you look at this, it says, hey, go look at the other company that we're working with, CarStory. Would you buy a car from them? Would you go and say, oh, Vroom's closed. Let's go to their sister company, CarStory. I don't want to hear any more stories, guys. This is terrible. This shows you the state of how bad this is. But I'm telling you, you guys, I had dozens of people write me about Carvana. Where, hey, I turned a car in and it looks like they got toll charges and now they want to charge me the penalties. When you sell a vehicle, you have to release the liability. I don't care what the dealership does, I send the form in myself. Well, that's terrible, Dan. That's their job. It is their job. But would you rely on Carvana or Vroom now? Let's contact CarStory, shall we? It's completely upside down. But again, another major car retailer is upside down. I'm in the process of selling a couple vehicles right now, and it is ridiculous what you could get for cars today. If I could have sold them 2 years ago, completely different story, but they are giving stuff away. And if you are not getting a deal on the car that you are purchasing, you are an absolute fool. It is on you because these prices that they're getting are free compared to what they used to be. So let me know what you think about that. Another car-related story is crime is such a problem. I talked about in my last video about how they're closing the In-N-Out Burger down in Oakland, California. So what do I get in the mail? I get TikToks and Instagram messages and things where people are sitting in the In-N-Out eating and they're robbing people in the parking lot. Okay, so that's the state of California. That is California. And Governor Herjel is going to run for president with videos like that out there. Don't forget that. And number two, people, when you sell a car, it is so dangerous right now. Now, my buddy Tom, the car guy, knows his stuff, and I'll have Tom sell the cars. You're not going to show up and meet Dan to buy one of my vehicles. It's just not going to happen. But Tom has a total plan of doing this because of the robberies right now. What they're doing here in California, read this story below because it's pretty wild, is they go out and they show up to meet the car and you meet them in a public place and they distract the car owner at one point and they do serious damage to the car. Either cut hoses or do something to where the car will instantly overheat or cut the electrical to where the car now won't start. What happened with this vehicle? Well, I know you wanted $7,500 for it, but I think it could be good. About 4,500. I can't do 4,500. Well, look, the thing doesn't run, man. It ran an hour ago. Not anymore. So they're doing this horribly, these horrible things to people, and taking advantage of them. So be careful, guys. Never, you know what? If I meet anybody for things like this, I meet him at a business that I know. I meet him in places where people can look out the window and watch me, to where if they have to deal with somebody or call the police or something like that, they're watching the transaction. But these people are, it's horrible what they're doing. They're robbing these people, they're damaging the vehicles, stealing the vehicles because three people show up to one with one person. So be careful, guys, because it's only getting worse out there. So let me know, has anybody out there bought a car from Vroom? And did you get all your paperwork? All the DMV paperwork, because that's the other thing, is that people are not getting the appropriate paperwork from the DMV. They're not getting the pink slips. They're not getting the registration on time. Oh, gee, normally it takes 2 weeks, and they said just to be patient, it may take 4. Guys, no. If you haven't gotten it and it's like more than a couple weeks late, you got a real problem. So get ready. Let me know what you think. And again, everything is perfect. The economy is fantastic, and you have nothing to worry about. Don't forget that. Let's talk about our sponsor, Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris is a legendary actor who, believe it or not, is in his 80s right now. And Chuck has done something in his life to make it so that he can work out longer, he's got no fatigue, and he feels like he did when he was in his 50s. If you go to the video, chuckdefense.com/Dan, you can see what Chuck Norris has done to give him this reinvigoration. He can work out longer, he feels better, he's got no joint pain, but take a look at this because it's absolutely amazing. Three simple things that he did that changed the way his diet was, changed his energy level, sleeping, everything. But check out chuckdefense.com/Dan. Use the link below, check out the video. Chuck's wife even tried it, and she said she feels 10 years younger by being on this program. So take a look at it today. We all need an edge. We're all not getting younger. But look at what Chuck Norris has done. He's done such a good job taking care of himself. Take a look at chuckdefense.com/Dan. Check out the video today. It's that time of year, and we always see ads for things that are offering services for free, especially tax preparation services. Let us help you for free. This is a free service. You can use it for free. TurboTax, free to use TurboTax. Well, here's the problem with TurboTax. TurboTax just got banned by the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, for using the term free because it's not free. It's completely deceptive. It's such a low amount of people that actually get a free service. Oh, you've got W-2s, or you have a W-2 and a 1099, or you have to pay now. Well, you said it's free, but I don't make enough money for it to qualify, to be in the paid bracket. Oh, no, there's two different things. Oh, you have deductions? Oh, that's not free. It's ridiculous. So they got shut down finally because I've had nothing but problems. I've had a lot of people write me, "Hey, did you know that you have to pay for this free service?" And it's good. I'm glad that they're getting shut down because wouldn't you rather know, hey, it's $35 to pay for this over free? Well, I can't afford the $35. I guess I'll have to do it on my own. And again, guys, I want you to think about this, and I don't care how much money you make. Every state has a nerd festival of accountants that get together and they offer free tax preparation advice. And there's an accounting association in every state. Every single state has this. Look it up in your state. We did this last year and gave people a lot of free services because think about it. There are certain accountants, that's all they do. They love numbers like you love ice cream. You know, that's their thing. But do they want to give free advice to people? Oh, yeah. And could, if you ever turned your life around and started making some real money and you had a business, you don't think you'd go to Jeremy that helped you out for free? Yeah. It's a great service for these guys and they love it. But check out the accounting association in your state because they're there and they will definitely, you can definitely save a lot of money with that. And, you know, it's crazy. So Airbnb is a real problem. Airbnb, they say, could be the reason that real estate takes a dive. I know a guy who bought a house for $1.1 million out in Joshua Tree. Guys, that is a desert. It's in the middle of nowhere. He said, you know, I'm just going to Airbnb this place out. And sure enough, he did. He paid a service and they booked everybody and he made money on it and it paid for the, made the house payment and he made money on it. Then he started getting nervous. He starts thinking, you know what? I think that the real estate market's going to turn. And somebody said, well, you can get $1.4 million for that house. Sold. Only problem was it couldn't sell that fast. So the $1.1 million house he sold for just over $1.3 million. And he's so grateful that he got out of it. But what you're seeing now is in Palm Springs, California, think about this. They have limited the number of Airbnbs that you can have inside of a city, and it's pretty unique. They basically took the city of Palm Springs and divided it up into different housing enclaves. So even though you may not be a part of an association, but you could be part of Brassmore or this or that, and they have different names for it. And I think that there's like 26 different groups, and oh, I'm sorry, there's 41 different groups, but 26 of them, they will not allow you to have more than 20% Airbnbs in the entire complex. If you have 20 houses in your enclave, you know, you could 20% of them, that's the max it can be for Airbnbs that have to be registered with the city. Now, the problem with this is there's people that already had their Airbnb certificate in advance. Maybe your buddy Chuck or somebody, you know what I mean? It's like existing people. There are complexes where there's 41% of the units are Airbnb and they were grandfathered in. You have to wait if you want to apply to have your house Airbnb to where it gets to under 20% Airbnbs in the community. The problem with this is people went out and did what my friend did and bought houses sight unseen. And there's two great stories about this where people spent, you know, $1.4 million in a house that's in the middle of a desert, guys. Palm Springs, Palm Desert is hot most of the year. There's about 3 months a year that are nice. The rest of it is just scorching. So you have a house that's getting beat up. I know a guy that lives out there that told me I have to replace my car battery every 18 to 24 months because of the heat and the wear and tear on that. Now, that sounds like it's not going to do any damage to your house. You know it is. So they have hot boxes out there. The guy with the $1.4 million cannot sell the place for $1 million right now. A guy has one for $1.7 million and is lucky if he's going to get $1.2 million for the house. Once again, is it an investment or is it your home? No, it's an investment, Dan. Okay, well, invest in something else, guys, right now, because this is the sign of the time. This is how bad it is right now. So share your thoughts on this stuff. But the Airbnb thing is going to be a problem. You're going to see more places like New York City, where, again, you have to be registered in advance to Airbnb a unit out or you're committing a crime and you can be fined. And they're fining these people such massive fines for doing this. Now, people are criminals and people are gangsters, and the guy will have a unit where he'll have an approved occupancy permit from the city. And what they're doing is they're trying to copy the occupancy permit and use it for multiple places. So listen, if anybody asks you, you're running from Terry, even though Terry is nowhere to be found. New York City also put through a mandate that you have to rent from a place where the owner stays there the entire time with you. I don't know about you, but I love going to hotels and I love showering and throwing my stuff on the floor, knowing that the cleaning lady is going to come and clean the place. Okay. I like getting the coffee maker filled every day because I drink like 90 cups of coffee a day. And you know what I mean? So Imagine you have to live with the weird guy that bitch because it's his house. That's how New York is. You don't think that's going to affect people? You don't think people want to go on vacation and you bring your girlfriend? Oh, he's got to stay here? You're kidding, right? Hey, well, I'm not going to shower here. You know what I mean? It's like end of game, okay? Anyways, you know what I mean? It's just really, really going to put a damper on this stuff. And people try to get around it. And some people think they're smarter, but I'm telling you, there was a city, Manhattan Beach, California, where they put a short-term rental, program through 10 years ago. And I met a woman in a restaurant who was getting fined thousands of dollars a day for having people in her house. You don't think that that's going to come? You don't think the cities want this revenue? They're going to get it. And they're going to get it from you guys that are violating this. But it's going to bring the price of houses down to the floor right now because people went out and rented apartments, leased multiple apartments in the same building and just rented them out on Airbnb and made money. Check it out. It's out there. Okay. Let me know what you think about this. Now, layoffs are huge, guys. This is a huge problem right now in the economy. Vroom, I forgot to say this, they're going to lay off over 800 people now with the closing of the company. Instantly, you know, there's no notice given to anybody. 800 people have lost their job. Debbie sends me this story about AEP, the power company. Out of Ohio, 670 people are going to lose their job. And AEP, they go on the news, the local news, and the story's below, and you can see the local Ohio newscast talking about how, hey, listen, we wanted to help people not have a big rate increase, so we fired all these people. You know, this is insanity, guys. It's absolutely insane. I'm tired of paying more for power. I want to pay less for power. You know, the thing that used to drive me crazy is the Angels, my baseball team, were sponsored by Edison at one point, and they had suites up there that cost hundreds of thousands of dollars that I could never afford. But we're paying for those with our tax dollars. We didn't get invited. Any of you get invited to the Angels Edison suites that were up there? Of course not. But AEP is going to lay off 670 people. They've got 3,600 employees or 6,400 employees. You know, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous that we're supposed to be told that this is all a good thing right now. Now, again, out of the preposterous category, crime is such a problem around the country. But here in California, in certain key cities, it is just devastatingly bad. The San Francisco Union Tribune steps forward and they wrote a story about how we need to have zero tolerance on crime. People need to pay the price for what they've done. And in the Tenderloin District, it's really bad and people need to pay for the crimes they've done, or it's going to be irreversible. How funny is that? You mean prosecute thieves, prosecute drug addicts, prosecute people that are criminals stealing? People in broad daylight don't have anything in the back of your vehicle as you drive through our city because people will break the back window and steal your luggage. Is that insane? That's insane. So we're going to have zero tolerance. That would be the best thing. And again, if Governor Herjo gets the nod, okay, you're going to see California. It'll be fantasy land. It will be Disneyland on its best day, guys. You mark my words about that, okay? But there's this thing called videotape, and there's a lot of them out there, okay, of things that were just not so good, okay? You know, like an In-N-Out Burger where people get robbed in broad daylight. The next thing, I've talked about this about 2 months ago. I am blown away that these people can just set up shop and sell tacos on a street corner. And it's one thing to have a food truck where you have to meet certain healthcare restrictions and dietary restrictions and cleanliness restrictions. And here in Orange County, California, one thing that's great, our local newspaper, the Orange County Register, and this is fun to look up. I should send you the link sometime if anybody wants to see it. They inspect restaurants every week and show you the closed restaurants and what they were closed for. So they can lie and say, yeah, we were closed for cleaning. Yeah, we were closed for cockroaches and the mice that they found inside the place. You know, so you can't lie about this because if they get written up by the health department, they get shut down. Now, Ralph's Grocery Store, which here in California, it's a big grocery store chain. And they have, a meat department, deli, all the stuff. They're really, a full service market. They're tired of the food trucks coming out in front of their locations and the taco stands getting set up that where the people don't have to meet the health requirements that Ralph's has to meet. Because I am telling you guys, you want to walk into a supermarket and go to the deli section, it's got to be clean or they're going to get shut down. I've read about in the newspaper where this happened. So they have to take care of these places, and it's safe. You're not going to get sick when you eat there. Isn't that the least that you could say about that? So these people get a cease and desist letter from Ralph's, and one thing that got sent to me that's really good is there is a magazine for food trucks. And with the food truck magazine, they went out and they have, you can where to buy equipment, news around the country. But I don't care what industry you're in. I don't care if you're a lawyer. I don't care if you're a plumber. I don't care if you own a food truck. There is magazines out there that you should have in your arsenal to know what's going on in the industry, and they're free. Think about it. Dan's got Food Truck Magazine being sent to him now. You know what I mean? This is something that's fascinating, guys, that you can get and be part of. Take advantage of stuff like that and look at that. Plus, one more thing I thought was ridiculous is Burger King has put a mandate through the company, Burger King, that when you walk into a Burger King, no matter how old you are, if you go through the drive-thru now, they put a mandate that everybody has to be offered one of those paper crowns, like the king. You're a king here at Burger King. Here's your crown. Would you like a crown? No, I'm good. I'm just going to have the burger that you're going to microwave. So everybody, regardless of age, has to be offered the crown. We don't care how bad our food is lately, but here's the crown. So take a picture with the crown, send it in, guys. Let's see that one. Okay? Let me know what you think about this stuff, because these layoffs, if you don't think that this is going to affect the economy and your local economy, you just had 670 people in Ohio lose their job. Adults that work for the power company. Okay? No 16-year-old kid works for the power company. So let me know what you think about this stuff so far. Going to end this video on these last couple stories. And the first one is the company SAP. SAP just announced that they're going to lay off 8,000 more people in cost-cutting measures. And what they're going to do is they're going to offer their employees buyouts. Guys, if you're ever offered a buyout, you don't have to say yes to the first offer. You can sit there and you can negotiate that. A friend of mine who got himself almost $30,000 more in his buyout by just going, "No, I don't think it's fair. Why don't you guys come back with something realistic?" And was going to take their offer and ended up getting almost 30 grand more. So, final story. Steve is a realtor in Minnesota. Sent me a great story about foreclosure and a client of his where a young kid had bought a house, got behind on his payments, and they eventually foreclosed on him. And because of the postponement, they couldn't just purchase the house and somebody move right in, Steve came in and brought in a buyer and got the house sold, and the kid's going to end up netting about $95,000. So bravo to Steve for doing that. Clearly that's where expertise and experience in the marketplace comes in for a realtor like that. The other thing that Steve told me about, which was ridiculous, is there's a family leave bill that got approved through Minnesota. And that not only do you have to pay an extra 0.07% for the family leave, but it's divided up into two, with half going to the employer and half going to the employee. Steve's like, "I'm self-employed, Dan. I get to pay all of this myself." So right now, Steve says, and as he's freezing right now because it's Minnesota, okay, he says, "We are the fifth highest tax state following the California model." Well, that is a group of people I don't want to follow, is this model in this state, because they don't innovate, they tax. So they have this family leave program. Think about this. It doesn't take place until 2026. They have to hire 480 people to 485 people to work in that department. And with that, you're going to be taxed to oblivion so that everybody can have family leave. And I understand when I had babies, it would be nice to be around the kids. I get it. okay? But the point is that you can't tax everybody, okay, to oblivion, okay? Let me know what you think about all that. Like the video, subscribe to the channel. What do you think about Vroom? Think that that's bad? All these people getting laid off. Damn, that just doesn't, you know. Okay. Anyways, you get it, okay? You want to get a hold of me, hello@iallegedly.com. I try to read everything myself. Send it in, okay? I will see you guys very soon. I appreciate each and every one of you.